with your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating after a person is hit by a car in West Bay just after 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Police and other emergency services were sent to a collision off West Church Street near Garston Smith Drive. It was reported that a driver of a white SUV veered off the roadway, hitting a pedestrian and ultimately smashing into a house in the same area. Police say both the pedestrian and the driver were carried to the hospital for treatment. The driver was given a breath test at the scene, which came up negative. In other police news, an officer is hit by a car during an arrest. Just after 2 p.m. on Tuesday, officers and representatives from the Public Lands Commission carried out a joint operation in the 7 Mile Beach area. RCIPS says officers tried to speak to a man in the parking lot who became, quote, aggressive, began to violently resist their instructions, and attempted to leave the scene in a vehicle. An RCIPS officer was hit and injured as the man took off. One officer from the PLC was also hurt as a result. Both have since been released from the hospital after treatment. A 32-year-old has been arrested. Government is looking into new transport infrastructure solutions. Radio K-Man's Dion Englund explains.
The Ministry of Planning is looking to team up with companies for market research and discussion surrounding modular bridge, flyover, and elevated transport infrastructure solutions that might be suitable for the Cayman Islands. This expression of interest, available on the government's Bonfire Hub procurement website, says it aims to enhance the administration's understanding of the latest technologies, delivery models, engineering considerations, and conceptual strategies that can support future transport infrastructure development in the region. The ministry is particularly focused on modular, prefabricated, or lightweight infrastructure systems that can thrive in Cayman's coastal, marine, and tropical environment. This could encompass modular bridges or flyovers to address traffic congestion in critical areas, elevated transport solutions through low-flying or environmentally sensitive regions, and rapid deployment infrastructure systems to aid in emergency response and recovery efforts post-disaster. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The ministry is stressing the expression of interests is strictly for informational purposes, market research, and industry engagement. And keep those masks handy and stay indoors. The dust alert remains in effect. Let's get an update now from National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding.
Warm and humid conditions are expected to continue today with a layer of moderate haze present as Saharan dust continues to linger across the Northwest Caribbean. Throughout today, this layer is expected to begin gradually subsiding as this drifts into Central America, accompanied with a slight increase in the chance of showers. A dust alert remains in effect.
Public health guidance includes staying indoors, closing windows, and wearing masks outdoors. Schools and workplaces have been advised to restrict outdoor activity and inform parents of vulnerable children. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. In the past half an hour, Hezbollah's leader has said he won't accept a ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel brokered by the United States. The deal allows Israel to continue its offensive in southern Lebanon, but requires Hezbollah, which wasn't part of the talks, to withdraw. The Lebanese Shia group has described the deal as futile, humiliating, and disgraceful. Israeli strikes in Gaza, which is also under a nominal ceasefire, have killed 11 people, according to health officials. They include 5 members of a single family. Keir Starmer has accused Elon Musk of trying to whip up division in Britain over the killing of a young white student falsely accused of racism by his Sikh murderer. Video of police arresting Henry Novak, despite him pleading that he'd been stabbed, has shocked the country. Mr. Musk has shared numerous posts, including claiming police are racist against white people. A British charity says hundreds more women have come forward detailing sexual abuse that they suffered at the hands of the former owner of the luxury London department store, Harrods. Mohammed Al-Fayed died in 2023, having never faced any charges. Pakistan says India is weaponizing water with 2 recently announced projects affecting a shared river. Last year, India suspended a decades-old resource-sharing treaty. The European Commission president has announced a €50 million support package for Armenia days before a crucial election. The vote is likely to determine whether the incumbent government succeeds in its plan to escape Russia's orbit. BBC News.